Words from the Gospel for today. Jesus said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." As we look around the church today, I would imagine that many of us have either just returned from vacation, we are planning a vacation, or we might even be on vacation and visiting us, and we are appreciative of your visit. And this is not unusual at this time of the year, isn't it? As people take a break, and the pace of life is usually a little more leisurely. Here at St. George and Young, the church school and the choir are generally on summer schedule, and many of the faithful are away, vacationing at the cottage, visiting family across the country and across the world. And at this time of year, many businesses are on summer hours. And as I read the scripture for today and reflected, I was motivated to engage us in a little conversation about rest and what that means. And in the first reading from the second book of Samuel, we are told that King David was given rest from all his enemies around him, a break in hostilities with his enemies, gave him the opportunity to focus on God's purpose for him. So that was rest with a purpose. Similarly, when we are given a bit of relief or reprieve from the complexities of our daily routine, it is probably for us to take stock, to step back, and to refocus our energies on our priorities. However, when we read a little further into the book of Samuel, we realize that David received a bit of breathing space for the purpose of expanding his kingdom under the blessing of God. And we know from other parts of Scripture that it was through the line of David that God fulfilled his promises in the birth of Christ. Rest with a purpose. Rest. And when we look at today's gospel reading, Jesus recommends to his disciples that they should get away a bit and take some rest. In a way, he's reminding them to take care of themselves, isn't he? And I can just imagine being there. The disciples had just returned from a successful mission. They were all enthusiastic about what had been accomplished. They had been preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing the sick, and casting out demons. And they went enthusiastically to Jesus to tell him all that was happening. And Jesus said, "You know what? I think you should take a little break." It wasn't that Jesus was discounting what was happening or was not aware of the work to be done. Because if anyone else, Jesus would recognize that the work of God is important. But he wanted them to have a reprieve for a purpose. And I must say that every one of us needs a break from time to time, despite our vocation and our sense of duty. I would say that the disciples knew the importance of God's work, but Jesus taught them to take time for their own rest and renewal in order to do an effective job. Because as they traveled throughout the towns and the villages doing God's work, Jesus and his disciples did not always find time to get the rest that they needed. So they welcomed any opportunity to take a break. Now I hope that no one in the congregation today came to take a little break and might nod off a few times during the conversation. Because this is purposeful rest, isn't it? Purposeful rest. And we too have probably been given advice or provided advice to someone about slowing down a bit, about pacing ourselves, I'm sure that you're familiar with this expression. Every now and again, we have to stop and smell the roses. You know it. Every now and again, we need to stop and smell the roses. And in the helping professions, particularly, it is generally regarded as self-care, because it is evident that the caregiver must be fit to provide care to those in need. Whenever we travel, we are given a reminder of being in a position to help those in need, because we listen to the air stewardess, the air hostess or host, giving instructions for emergencies, isn't it? And one of the things that's usually said is that if you're traveling with a minor, what do? You secure your life jacket first, because an adult who's not in a position, who is not secure, him or herself, couldn't take care of the minor. And that's basically what the invitation is all about today. The invitation from Jesus is relevant to us today. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel that the pace of life is so hectic that we neglect to take the time to check in with God in prayer and to listen to God's instructions. I find that first thing in the morning is best for me to be in prayer with God, because once I get going, it can fall between the cracks. And you have your own routine. For some people, we know how often vacation plans can be affected by human need. And if you're in the income tax business, you'd probably know that at the end of April, you do not take a vacation because your clients need you at that time, right? This is a yes. And if you're in my vocation, you do not take vacation at Easter and Christmas. This is a yes. As a matter of fact, it's not only you do not, but thou shalt not. Thou shalt show up. And on Sundays, you do show up. Weekends, not weekends. And I say this, not lightly, but to acknowledge our commitment to our vocation. And we all have these situations in our lives as the pace of life picks up. Everything seems so urgent. And I dare say with the available technology, many of us carry cell phones around so that we could be available for emergencies and emergencies. But in spite of this, we are reminded today of the gift of rest, because it is an important gift. Further into the gospel reading, we realize that there's no rest for the weary in this story. A crowd follows Jesus, greets him on the far shore of the sea, and he has compassion on them because they are like sheep without a shepherd, responding to human need. And so he began to teach them. And the gospel writer uses the metaphor of a sheep looking for a shepherd, looking for guidance and a change in one's life. Perhaps they were feeling lost or abandoned. And perhaps they expected Jesus, the good shepherd, to give them hope. So I'm asking each and every one of us to reflect on three questions today. First, have I ever felt like a sheep without a shepherd? Without direction or focus? Secondly, do I ever try to do too much? Do I ever try to do too much? Thirdly, do I ever feel that I've got to do it? Because if I don't do it, it won't get done. Well, if we answered yes to any of those questions, perhaps we need to take some more time at the feet of Jesus and listen to what he has to say as we discern our priorities in service to God and to each other. We know the familiar story of Mary and Martha, don't we? And in summary, Jesus visited the home of Mary and Martha. And Martha was very busy. She wanted to host Jesus, didn't she? Bring him all the refreshments. I guess in modern day hospitality, she'll open up the fridge and bring out the beer and the wine and get all the sandwiches together. And Mary did what? She sat at the feet of Jesus. And when Martha complained, what did Jesus say in summary? Perhaps Mary is doing the better thing. And sometimes the pace of life gets so unreal that we do not find time or give ourselves the time to sit at the feet of Jesus. So to any of Christ's sheep who are discouraged by the way our life has turned out, who feel that we've been left to fend for ourselves or that we don't fit in, we are assured that the Good Shepherd will bring us back to the fold. God is there to restore our relationship with him and with each other. For God promises us the strength that we need. And as the children of God, we are invited to come and rest, to feel safe and secure in the outstretched arms of our shepherd. And very important from the gospel reading for today, we are reminded of Jesus' rhythm of life during his earthly ministry. And Jesus basically did three things in his earthly ministry. He prayed to God, the Father, to get directions and to listen. Secondly, he worked. He went around healing and preaching and doing all of the work. And thirdly, he rested. And you know from Scripture the illustration given when Jesus was on the boat with his disciples and the boat seemed to be sinking. And what was Jesus doing? He was sleeping. He was sleeping, taking a rest, because he knew that they were safe in the hands of God. He left everything up to God. He said, God, you're the Father, it's in your hands. And he rested. And this serves as a model for us and emphasizes the need to take time for our own restoration. And I dare to suggest that our restoration could be spiritual, mental, or physical, or all three. And how this is accomplished depends on the individual, for we are restored in our own way, whether in prayer, whether through contemplation, whether through meditation, whether through retreats. There are many of us who go to places like the convent for some personal time. Recreation. Many engage in sporting activities or activities with colleagues and family and friends, some form of recreation to rest a bit. And of course, the vacation. It's always wonderful to do that, to get away a bit. But some people basically find a good hideaway, a good place in the home. Many days we are here working and people come to the chapel, a place of refuge, a place of sanctuary, a secret place where no one can find us when we are in conversation with God. My aunt-in-law, who is in her 80s, once told me a story. She said, you know, Leonard, it's important to take some rest. And I want to tell you something. I've been resting at least 20 minutes per day. Not during the night, during the day. Even when my children were young, they were babies, and they were screaming down the house. And I said, really? She said, yep. They were exercising their lungs, but I needed my 20 minutes because I was raising two children, I had a full-time job, and it's a lesson for all of us that sometimes we just need to rest in God's strength. And as we find a place of refuge and we get away for reasons best known to us, because rest is purposeful and fulfilling. I share with you three ideas why we should rest. First of all, if we ourselves are not restored, we are no use in fulfilling God's purpose and to help anyone else. If we are on duty today and we're not rested, we're not energized to do what God has placed us here to do today, then perhaps we should ask ourselves, are we fulfilling God's purpose? We need to be restored in all ways in order to fulfill God's purpose. Secondly, it is an opportunity for a fresh start. Every now and again, individuals, groups, and organizations, churches, need a fresh start, new energy, new ideas, as we are rejuvenated to do God's will. So first of all, we need to fulfill God's purpose through our own restoration. Secondly, it's an opportunity for a fresh start for individuals, groups, for churches, for each and every one of us. And thirdly, a rest gives someone else an opportunity to use the gifts with which they've been blessed. Because we're all blessed with gifts. And I wouldn't take this personally, but it also gives people a break from us. Gives people a break from me and from you. Restoration, a fresh start, opportunity for other gifts to be used. So in conclusion, my sisters and brothers, we think about God's gift of rest. The gospel tells us that Jesus took his disciples to a deserted place so that they can rest in peace from the crowds. And we too need to find ways to nurture our souls in order to help others. We cannot help others when we are running on empty. And the invitation is still waiting for us to rest for a while, for we all need time to just be and to rest in God's presence, for our souls to be revived, to be revitalized, and to be restored as we listen to God's guidance and God's insights for us. For we are all part of God's kingdom, and may we be restored by God's grace so that we see God's world through the eyes of others. And may we walk in each other's shoes from day to day and experience what it means to be sisters and brothers in Christ, so that God's glory may shine through our daily lives. Let us pray. God of restoration, restore our relationship with you and with each other. Teach us how to rest in your loving arms. Help us to attend to the needs of others, that we might be messengers of hope to a hurting world. And my sisters and my brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.